Writer's Journey. I'm Sarah Whitford, and I'm with my co-host, Terrence Zepke, author of many books, some of which you should probably check out about writing and marketing, publishing, and all of that, but we'll get to that a little bit later. This is the second episode in this new series, and today we have a pretty interesting topic. Terrence, why don't you tell our listeners what it's about?
Okay, so we're going to talk about blogging versus social media. Which is a more effective use of an author's time? So Sarah and I are going to kind of go back and forth. I'm sure I'm going to be more of an advocate for blogging, and Sarah's probably going to be more of an advocate for social media, because anybody's going to be more of an advocate for social media than me.
Oh my goodness.
But you know, the thing is, all authors, regardless of whether you're traditionally published or you're indie published or you're a hybrid author, you have to promote your books. Mm-hmm. Everybody does now. And you only have a certain amount of time. And so you have to spend it wisely. You have to invest in your promotions wisely. So this brings us back around to the question, what is the best use of your time? Should you blog consistently and build up your email subscriber list, or should you post on social media and build up a following? So we're going to address that today. So I'm going to tell you my three reasons that I vote for blogging.
Yes, please do. Tell us what you think about this.
And then Sarah can tell you about the social media stuff. But, for me, number one reason, I just don't like social media. And because I don't like it, I'm not good at it. I'm ineffective with it. So it's not a good use of my time. If you are good at it and you are effective with it, I think it would be a different story. But you do have to know your strengths and your weaknesses. And that is just not a strength of mine. It's just not it. I've tried Twitter. I've tried Facebook. I've tried YouTube. I've tried it all. I'm just not good with it. So it's not a good use of my time.
You do produce some amazing content on your blogs, though. And so that's the great thing, is you produce so much organic content that people can find on search engines and things like that, that the social media aspect for you is something that might not be as critical as it might be for other authors who aren't blogging as much.
Right. I mean, I love blogging. I'm very good at it. I'm consistent with it. And as Sarah says, you know, I think that's what you have to do. I mean, you know, if you're not going to be, there's just a certain formula with social media. And if you're like me and you just get on occasionally to announce something or to check things out, it's just not effective. So if you know going in that that's going to be the kind of hit or miss that you're going to do, then that's not where you need to invest all your time, or the majority of your time. So that's for me, that's it. Now, number two for me, I feel strongly, and Sarah can tell me if this is not true, but I feel strongly that just because, you know, for instance, I have 11,000 Twitter followers doesn't mean I have 11,000 readers there. You know, that's just not true. Just because you have people following you, they may not know any of your books or care about any of your books. Mm-hmm. They're following you on social media. But for me, with blog subscribers, these are people that are wanting to know my subject. They're interested. They've signed up. They've committed to getting a weekly or monthly or however often you choose to do it. They're wanting to get a communication. They're wanting to hear about my latest books. They're wanting to hear about the things. So that, to me, translates more effectively.
First of all, you know, when we were doing the previous podcast a couple years ago, A Writer's Journey, From Blank Page to Publish, if you remember, we talked about Twitter, because that was something that was a big help to me when I first was writing The Smuggler's Gambit, because I was involved with the Twitter writing community, but I haven't been involved with Twitter for social media in a very long time. So I think once I actually got busy publishing books and things like that, I really determined that while it's fun and encouraging as a writer to have other writers to, you know, sort of use that hashtag #amwriting to talk to other writers about what you're working on and that sort of thing, it doesn't do a thing in the world for actually attracting readers. I can't think of a time where I've ever found a book, you know, that I wanted to read from Twitter. And so while that would have been something I would have been all over back when I really didn't know anything, so much a fan of Twitter now because of the fact that I have found it's sort of a waste of time. And you're absolutely right about the fact that you can have thousands of Twitter followers, and that doesn't mean that they're readers, and it doesn't mean they're readers of your books, because so many people on social media are really just looking to rack up the numbers of who they have following, you know, how many numbers they have following them, because they think it gives them credibility. And to some, you know, to some degree, you know, it can make someone look more credible to have a few thousand followers versus having, say, 12, you know, or something like that. But on the other hand, it's, you know, it can be super helpful to be able to find a social media platform that you like, that you actually can make good use of for the kind of material that you're putting out, you know. And so for myself, I don't blog anywhere near as frequently as you do. But when I do, you can bet it's going to go on Facebook, my author page, and it's also, I'm also probably going to put something about it on Pinterest, and then I might put something about it on Instagram. It just depends. But the thing I like about this, you know, about the social media aspect of things is being able to add things on social media when I might not necessarily have a blog. So I might be in Beaufort and I might get a cool picture and I can put that on Instagram. And that just, you know, that I can use hashtags and then possibly, see, this is the thing with the social media is it allows you to find potential new readers if you're using it right. And it's hard for, so, you know, someone like you, not everyone really enjoys and feels comfortable with social media. You're not even someone who likes cell phones, you know? So, and I mean, I totally respect that because not everyone does. And so, it's certainly not hurt you and your success as an author because you have like 5,000 books that you've published. And obviously you have readers, which is helping to, you know, make you feel like that's a worthwhile pursuit. So, you know, and one of your publishers has just recently been acquired by a much larger publishing group. So, I mean, you've got a lot of different successes in writing and publishing and all, you know, and so for someone like you, social media might not feel as important, but, you know, for those of us who do enjoy it, I think it can be highly beneficial. And then when we do have a blog post, it can be a great way to get eyeballs on it that might otherwise not find it.
Okay, so I still have one more reason why I prefer blogging over social media. So you can comment on this when I'm done. But my last reason is I feel, now this is my thinking, that blogs have more shelf life than tweets and shares and so forth. Because not only are those gone almost instantly, you know, I mean, that people, it's just so many people on there and so much stuff being dropped on there that yours is getting drowned out almost the minute you post it. But also some of the stuff they're doing, like on Facebook, for instance, a lot of people aren't even seeing your post when you put them up there because of the way of the Facebook algorithms now. If you don't boost a post, in other words, if you don't pay Facebook, there's a lot of people that aren't even seeing it that are in your circle of friends. And so for me, I just feel like because they can always go on my site, that blog is up until I do my, it's on my homepage until I do my next blog. And then it's archived forever on my site. And so if anybody goes in and they're searching for, you know, travel information on Sri Lanka, you know, it's still there. It's there and it's going to lead them to my site and then they're going to find other content on the site and other books and things that I've done. So that's my thinking. And so just my last thought on this is just that for me, it's not effective. And I think that what I want the takeaway to be from this is that it doesn't, it's, there's no really no right or wrong thing. It's just what works best for you. What you're going to be committed to, what you're going to enjoy doing, what you're going to, you know, make work for you.
Okay. Well, first of all, I say let's just take Twitter out of the equation altogether. Because like I said a little bit ago, I think it's a waste of time. And I do, I mean, it's not a waste of time for everything. For instance, with politics, things that are like, you know, dependent on at the moment, what is the absolute latest thing people have to say about something, Twitter is the bomb. It is the very best. But as far as books and authors, I do not think Twitter is special. But Facebook, let's talk about this because you mentioned something. And it, you know, a lot of people might not understand it, might not understand this, but with Facebook, you mentioned, you know, your circle of friends, but there's two different ways authors sometimes go on Facebook. Sometimes they go the way you go, where you've just, your Facebook, you use your personal Facebook page as your, that's it for you. You don't, you're not really involved on Facebook other than as an author. And so, but you have your, you know, all the people who are on your friends list are people who, you know, are basically seeing what you're doing as an author on Facebook. Whereas I have my personal Facebook completely separate from my author page. So my author page has followers that are following that because of, you know, of the author thing. That said, you're absolutely right about Facebook making it more difficult to get your stuff seen by the people who follow you or who are friends with you. It's not that everything's going to show up in everyone's timeline when you post it. And so, yes, they do want to encourage people to boost posts. But the good thing is there are some ways, you know, some ways that can sort of get around that a little bit. Usually if you know anyone who can give a like to one of your posts or who can otherwise interact with one of your posts that you put on as an, you know, up as an author or what have you, then you know, that will automatically start causing it to be visible in more people's timelines. Thankfully, I've never had to actually reach out to someone with my author page and say, hey, will you go like my post? Because there are a couple of people that I definitely find always see my, seems like they always see my posts and they always end up liking them right away. And so that can help get the visibility out there. But sometimes if it is important, I will boost it. Or if it's something that I think would be ideal for reaching out to an audience beyond the one I already have, I will pay to boost a post. I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot of dollars to do that. But you talk about shelf life. And while, yes, blog posts do have a longer shelf life in terms of they are something that are going to be there and they're going to be, you know, relatively easy to find going forward. I don't know, you know, you probably don't know this because you don't spend a lot of time on social media, but on a site like Facebook, sometimes there are posts circulating on Facebook that are from like 4 years ago because people have just kept circulating them over and over and over again. They'll still come on people's timelines because they'll have some quality about it that people still think is interesting. And so they'll share it again and again and again. And you know, so there's that. Now, with something like Instagram or something like, let's talk for just a minute, because I know we're trying to keep this podcast shorter than, you know, we're not trying to go into like an hour podcast or anything, but there's also, let's not forget there's things like YouTube that some people are using today to reach a different kind of audience, or to reach people that they might otherwise not get to. And so some authors are actually using YouTube to record videos about maybe something having to do with their books or just being a writer in general, or if there's a topic that they know a lot about, they might start a channel and start having videos about that. And that is a really great way to get new people.
Any author needs to figure out not only what social media that they enjoy to use, but perhaps I should clarify that and say you should also find the social media where your audience is. And for some people, it's going to be Snapchat. For some people, it's going to be Pinterest. For some people, it's going to be Instagram or YouTube or whatever. So you need to figure out where your readers, where your target audience is going to be. And so you don't want to be posting on Facebook when you're trying to reach maybe a YA audience.
More than likely, if someone's writing, for instance, my books are considered YA, but the people who read them oddly aren't they're not YA. Like most of the people who read my books are actually, you know, they're adults. They're like parents or grandparents. And I mean, there's all kinds of, in other words, my books are like all kinds of people of all ages read my books. It's not just young people necessarily. But I have a feeling that like people who write truly, for instance, YA books or something like that, they probably know that the kids are using Instagram. And I don't use Snapchat. I've never used Snapchat. I don't know anything about using Snapchat. You know, but
because you're old, I think of people, Sarah.
Well, yeah, I'm so old.
Kidding,
yeah, so old. But anyway, no, I just it just seems kind of boring to me. I downloaded it once and I didn't see the point, but the Instagram thing is definitely something that, you know, I know that the kids are using, and girls especially love Pinterest. And so I know that that's something that regardless of the age, that's popular. And, but the thing is you have to be really visual to either with either of those, you have to be visual to catch people's attention. It's a good point. You definitely should know where your audience is. But my final thoughts on this topic is I think it's great to blog and I think it's important to blog, but I think that, you know, because there is like so much content on the internet for search engines to pick up, it can be challenging to actually get noticed and have people other than preaching to the choir. So like if people are already following you, that's great. If they already know. But for instance, I know a lot of people aren't going to be visiting all of the blogs every day of the people that they are interested in following. So if they don't see a post about it on social media, they probably won't get it. Or if they don't get a newsletter. So, I mean, you know, newsletters are also good, but some people don't like newsletters. They would rather just see posts about it on social media and then visit the article. So blogging is important, but I think social media is equally important to leverage to get the word out about your content, not just to the people who are already following you, but also to potential new readers.
Okay, well, we don't want to get into this because we're trying to wrap up the show, but I should say that blogging, you need to also work on your search engine optimization when you're blogging. You need to do the metadata so that your blogs will show up on Google searches, et cetera. So that's something that would be like a topic for a whole other show on how you get into that. But I did want to say that that is something that's important because Sarah has really opened my eyes about that. And I used to just blog and put it out there. And then Sarah's like, where's your keyword? Where's your title? You know, where's your description? You know, where's your, you know, I mean, it was like, what are you talking about?
And so, and your featured images, you got to have the featured images. Yeah. So that it'll actually look good when it shows up on social media.
And so when you have all this information, it does show up better. And I have seen results from the number of subscribers I'm getting since I started doing this, since Sarah told me I was a ding dong for not doing this. So that's important to do when you're blogging. After you've done all that work, you do have to make sure that it can be found. But anyway, to wrap up the show today, I wanted to do my usual quote that I love, and that is either write something worth reading or do something worth writing. And that's from Mr. Benjamin Franklin. And so today, my featured famous writer is Ian Fleming.
And, oh, okay.
Yes. And if everybody knows, he's the creator of the James Bond series there. And he also was a naval intelligence officer. So his favorite drink was a Vesper Martini. And so that is 3 ounces of Tanqueray gin, 1 ounce of Grey Goose vodka, and 1/2 ounce of Lillet vermouth. And you combine it all in a cocktail shaker. You shake it well. You strain it into chilled cocktail glass, and you garnish it with a lemon peel.
Huh. Okay, well.
It's going to be a potent drink, I believe.
Sounds like it. It sounds like it probably will.
But I did want to mention here that he also wrote Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, which a lot of people didn't know.
Well, I didn't know that. I had no idea.
Yeah. All right, that's it for me. I'm out.
Okay, well, fantastic. Well, that wraps up today's show. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, if you would like to check out more of Terrence's stuff, you can visit her author website, terrencezepke.com. That's TerranceZepke.com. Or if you're interested in reading about travel or taking a trip and seeing the great deals she's found over, check out terrencetalkstravel.com. It's spelled the same way as her first name, TerranceTalksTravel.com. And in my case, you can visit my author website at sarahwhitford.com. That's SarahWhitford.com. Or check out my Adam Fletcher adventure series at AdamFletcherSeries.com. And we will be with you again soon. Thanks so much for listening. Bye-bye.